track so fat that you can't exercise. Crazy collabo took everyone by surprise. Choke out, whack MCs with the mic cords. Fuck away, giving women shit, corny ass buds. I'm all about the paper, I'm all about the dough. I'ma hook Dina up with those women CEOs. Yo, vocalist, let me hit it from the back. Shake that ass, move it around, and all that. And if you start to act up, I got something for ya. My favorite Jewish friend, Adam Sachs, the lawyer. I'ma stretch the style up, stay away from the bitches, witnesses. Always going after the riches. Workplace, yeah, my vocabulary's crazy. Don't try and play me, I'm fuck wild and crazy. The fighting while I'm sure, you know anything can happen. Time telling stories, and me starting rapping. You no more MC, I'm pitching a no hitter. Mr. Andy 83, hit me up on Twitter. You can't handle this, haha, you make me laugh. Call him to be funny with your corny act. I'm a rapper to school, and just to let you know, it's Friday on the Tom Likens show. I've been rhyming on the show for almost a year. Time to celebrate now, let me crack open a beer. I'ma pause it here, cause I always going in yo. DJ Mike Tyson, go ahead, start the intro.
Tom Likens, you're talking that shit tonight.
Father, I love you.
I love you, Dad.
Love you, Tom.
Tom, you just took that shit to another level. I was in the shower. Listen, I was fucking getting soup. Like, oh! Tom is talking that shit tonight. Tom is the fucking general. Yes!
I am here for you. James Lance is a rape survivor.
People say it's a distraction from the real crime, which is men hurting women.
Bullshit! Gavin McInnes, his website, streetcarnage.com.
Every single gang member. I'm guessing you're not going to find a lot of married parents. And then these fuckers go, it's actually kind of cool.
No, it's not!
The coach of the team that won 91-0. A bullying report was filed off by a parent. Well, I'd love to know his name. You want to see bullying? If we ever found out the name of that guy, what would happen to him? Holy fuck. Kanye West proposing to Kim Kardashian. He clearly has low self-esteem, so he has to prove it by going out and getting the white girl every black guy wants. The woman who had three kids put a photo of herself on the internet that says, "What's your excuse? She looks great. And ladies, you look like shit."
This is Tom Shane from the Shane Company. I spilled a lot of African blood to make your girlfriend almost give you a blowjob.
My name is Zach Wallman, and I'm a magician. I make carrot top stand up, and I turn his face into a googly eye man. I use my magic wand to get white good in the nosebleed. Tell me, I'm a magician. Why are you doing this to me?
Remember, men, whenever in doubt, in any situation.
This is the real Bill Cosby. The racist fellow you have working the board. Michael Jimson never died. You ever tried eating some chocolate pudding?
I know why Mike Timpson fucks up so much. Brad is taking advantage of Mike's back door every week, and you'd think Mike would be a little sore, but he likes it. Mikey fucking likes it.
Speaking of which, we have a Brad to
how many?
Really?
Hey, he's going to take that spooge, D'Amelio, up the butt.
I like Tim.
Big finish now.
No racist.
Big finish.
I like Timson. Love them all. Though Latinos, Cholos, Chunks, and Braqueros, to me they slightly smell a Taco Bell. They don't photograph well, except for Liz.
Good day, this is Paul from Australia.
Hi, Paul, this is fucking Liz. I think I'm pregnant.
Hey, Liz, I think I've got some coverage, Liz. This is my Paul, bye.
I know a bitch named Misty who loves to suck dick nighttime pissy drunk off the Hemi and Remy. She was a trick when she sucked Gary's dick. She wanted to get licked, but Gary didn't want to. Flirting, getting numbers in the summer, whole hop while showing her titties. Then this dude named Whitten, he's screaming Jimmy, lay her on her back, busting nuts in her face. Something she wanted, but she was always pushy. She had a motherfucking rotten pussy.
This is Russell Brand. You know, how dare you talk about being a man? I'm not the one on your show jerking off donkeys.
Hey, Tom, do you know what's the difference between Dino and a washing machine?
I don't know.
When I dump a load in the washing machine, it doesn't follow me around for 3 weeks.
Hey, Dino, if you stuttered, why would it be a bad idea for you to order a Peroni in an Italian restaurant? Wind up with a fucking pizza.
You gotta go back to the Jew jokes.
Oh, my.
Tony the Latino, I'm calling for Dino. Dino told me, he said, you take that big black bitch to the Red Lobster, all you can eat shrimps. Motherfucker, she's still there. Thank you, Dino. I love you, Dino.
America loves the Gary and Dino show. This week, Dino's gonna eat Foco Lizard pussy.
I can't breathe.
Breathe your mouth. Breathe your mouth.
Jade in Oakland, a bitch. Got a racist old school joke. Doesn't sound like Gustavo Kinfo, cousin Placebo. Who are the two most famous black women in history?
I don't know.
Aunt Jemima and motherfucker.
See, I'm riding around town with a brute like you, so I'm gonna drug you with a little coke and a little meth. And some X. Now that you're feeling good, I'm gonna bend you over and rape you too.
What's better than raping an infant?
I don't know.
Getting the ribs crack under the pressure.
How do you make a dead baby float?
I don't know.
Two dead babies, two scoops of ice cream, two cans of root beer.
What do you call an Italian that just graduated from high school?
I don't know.
A senior citizen.
What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
I don't know. You can get a look at the 50 most powerful women in business. Fortune Fugly 50. Let's start with number 50. When is the last time women had eyebrows that thick that were not on the National Geographic Channel?
Oh, my God. And number 49, she can eat an apple through a chain link fence like a horse.
Looking 43.
She looked like she got a shrunken head.
Number 34.
There's an Adam's apple in a nutsack.
Number 6. Won Wimbledon as a man in 1952. The ugliest on the list has to be number 45. She looks like she was hit in the face with a bag of nickels. Look at this.
31 looks like Gavin Spittle in drag.
That's the way it fucking is.
This is the Tom Likas Show.
What the hell is that shit?
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
You dick.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of our program. It's another Friday edition of WAP, Wide Open Phones, on the Tom Likas Show, where anything goes, anything at all. We can talk about anything that's on your mind. Lots of things on my mind. Holy shit. I've posted many of these online. For example, more details have emerged of that child sex sting case in New York City involving the former rock and roll DJ Dave Herman. Holy fuck. Mikey, have you read all the gruesome details of that story yet?
No, just what we talked about on the show.
Oh, my God.
That was now, pretty bad.
The federal complaint now has been published online, and we linked to it on Facebook, and it is, and also on BobBlowMeUpTom.com, and it is gruesome shit. Yeah.
Worse than just trying to fuck a 7-year-old girl.
Oh.
Is it the details? The dirt's in the details?
Well, all the details are in there, paragraph after paragraph. I mean, as far as I can tell here, the only possible defense he's going to be able to mount is going to be that it was entrapment. And, you know, I'm not a lawyer. Dean, why don't we get our house lawyer on the phone?
Better believe it.
He knows who Dave Herman is. He grew up in New York. Let's see if he thinks that Dave Herman has any way out here. This is a story we talked about yesterday on the show, in case you were not listening. 77-year-old Dave Herman, who for many years was one of the biggest names in rock radio in New York City. For an L.A. comparison, he would be, and again, not the alleged child molesting part, I mean, he would be the equivalent of, say, Uncle Joe Benson or Jim Ladd. He would have, he'd be that equivalent. In other words, a radio guy who was well known for decades, who had interviews with all the big rock stars back when there were such a thing as rock stars. He knew them. He interviewed them. They all knew him by name. They all knew him personally. I can't stop thinking about the fact that he once interviewed The Who, and I'm wondering, Pete Townsend? Dave Herman? What did they talk about when the mic was off?
Step it up.
Love to know. Do we have Adam on the phone here?
Better believe it.
All right, now, Adam, I don't know if you read the complaint against Dave Herman. I'm sure, knowing where you grew up, you know who Dave Herman is.
Oh, Jesus, Tom, I can't believe it. I'm in shock.
Yeah.
A six-year-old?
Yeah, well, she was seven by the time he was waiting in St. Croix with a stuffed animal, according to the feds.
Tom, did you know him? I mean, unbelievable. He's so famous in New York. I can't believe it.
Gary Zabransky actually worked around him.
Oh, my God.
Because Gary worked at WNEW AM.
Oh, my God.
And sometimes at the FM. And so
he was on MMR in Philadelphia, right?
No.
You don't know him?
I don't think it was MMR. I think it was another station in Philadelphia that he was on.
I just read it. I read it in the Fox News that it was MMR or YSP or one of those from Philadelphia.
Now, I don't know if you've seen this. I posted the federal complaint against Dave Herman.
Yeah, I read it.
And, all right, you're an attorney. We're not in New York State, but you're an attorney.
Yeah, you're wrong. Of course I'm in New York State. I'm licensed in New York.
I don't know the list. I know you get around. I know. Well, here's my
Long Island. We were Long Island boys, weren't we?
Yes, we were. So my question for you is this. You read the complaint. You read the stories. Based on what you know, if what the feds are saying is in any way true, what are your possible defenses in a case like this?
All right. He's dead to rights, okay? The bottom line is that there was no six-year-old, okay? And my understanding is that this person who contacted him, they were chatting, was a cop or some kind of an informant from the start, okay? So this could be one of those entrapment kind of stories, or like when the police create a crime that doesn't actually exist. But generally, they take it from the point of view of the person and believing it. I don't know if you've seen those sting shows where they go on AOL and they get the guy to come in and he thinks he's eating a child to have sex.
Right.
And it's fake.
Yes.
Okay, well, if your perception is what it is and you believe you're meeting a child, you're in serious trouble. Now, technically, the police have set up stings where they were having someone buy stolen merchandise. But it turned out the merchandise wasn't actually stolen. It actually belonged to the police. You know, it was like something that they were using as a prop, where they were giving the guy something stolen that wasn't really stolen. But the point was, is he thought it was. Okay? Now, Herman apparently was supposed to meet this little girl with the mother in New Jersey, and then he was going to, I don't know, fell through a couple of times, and then they were going to meet in St. Croix, as I recall. Is
well,
that right?
The way I read the story is that it kept falling through. They were going to meet, but it kept falling through.
Right.
And so finally he pushed the matter and he said, you know, I've got a vacation home in St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands. I will buy plane tickets for you, the single mother, and your seven-year-old daughter. He went into, according to the feds, details about what he was going to do and how he was going to do it. You know, he was going to give
By the way, Tom, real specific. So he was going to do oral sex on her and break her hymen, I think. Something.
Bought them tickets. By the way, every time I buy a plane ticket, I can't believe how hard it is to buy a plane ticket because of all the questions they ask. How they did this, how they set this up where he was able to get a name and an address and a driver's license number or whatever that would go through so he could buy these tickets. But they pulled it off, apparently, according to the complaint. he bought the tickets. By the way, he lived kind of up there on the border between New Jersey and New York State, up there somewhere. Airmont, I believe, is the name of the locality. And he drove, according to the story, he drove to LaGuardia Airport. Now, you're from the New York area. You know how long a drive that is. That is
a crazy man.
You really went out of your way to buy the...
He really wanted it bad, Tom. He thought it was really going to happen.
Right. Drives to LaGuardia
Airport. And he thinks he's negotiating with the mother of the girl? That's the worst part.
Right.
What crazy mother would be saying, yeah, fuck my daughter, great idea.
By the way, according to the federal complaint and according to the stories, when he first met this investigator online, he asked her if she engaged in sex with her daughter.
Oh, God.
I mean, it was one sick thing after another. So,
I mean, maybe he thought it was a joke at first. Jesus.
It doesn't sound like that. I mean, is there any way out for somebody like this? Can he successfully defend himself?
I had the feeling that on some level, he hesitated to meet her. And that's why the New Jersey meeting fell through 2-3 times. And he thought somehow that he was going to do it outside of the jurisdiction. But the U.S. Virgin Islands are part of the United States.
Right. It's U.S. soil.
What an idiot. I mean, if he was going to go to some foreign country to try to skirt U.S. law, he didn't choose a foreign country.
Right. Maybe he thought they were the British Virgin Islands.
Yeah. Well, even if the British Virgin Islands, I mean, you know, you have laws in England as well. They protect children. They're not crazy. So when you talk about him doing this, okay, I would love to see the real transcripts of what he said. And it's what they call entrapment. And I don't know if you remember, but that was like Abscam, which, by the way, there's a movie coming out about that.
Yeah.
And also the case with the guy who had the car, the DeLorean. Remember
right.
John DeLorean?
Yes.
His defense was that the police had created something, the government had created something that didn't really exist. And that's entrapment. So if this woman was pushing him and saying, come on, fuck my daughter, and he finally said, okay, I'll meet you, you know, that suggests that they created a crime. But it seems like he was so eager and he was so excited about this and he was, you know, giving details and saying, oh, I'm going to do this to her. He wrote something, I'm going to be really rough with her or something.
According to the complaint, he said that he was not going to be rough with her, but... that he had to give her alcohol to comply.
Oh, can you believe it?
Yeah, according to the complaint, that's what he said.
Okay, now, I mean, I don't know, you know, if Gary knows this guy personally, but, I mean, how stupid can he be? What mother is agreeing to this? The mother is supposedly saying, that's great, do that to my daughter, I'm happy?
Well, you know, by the way, there probably are sick fucks out there who do that kind of thing. There probably are. But yeah. I think your odds of meeting them are slim to none. And then your odds of meeting them anonymously on the internet, without ever seeing them or having any proof that they actually exist, highly unlikely, I think. Now, if a guy like this called you up, you read that story, and he called you up and he said, Adam, I need a defense. Would you take that case?
Well, that would be a very tough one. I mean, in terms of the beginning part, if he had called me while this was going on and he's thinking of going to meet this girl, I would have absolutely told him not to. And you have to know there was probably some kind of a setup of some sort. Even if it was real, maybe it's like some kind of criminal who's going to kill him. You know, there's some guy that I think went to Brazil to meet, like, this very hot chick, supposedly.
Yeah, Match.com. Now we talked about that story.
Yeah, well, her and her boyfriend killed the guy, as I recall.
No, they didn't just kill him. Here was the deal. This was a lower middle class working man from Northern California, somewhere, not San Francisco, but somewhere up there. And he was in his 30s, and he wanted to get married, and he wanted to settle down and have kids, and he wasn't able to meet the right woman, so he got on Match.com, and he met a woman in Brazil.
Right.
And this woman in Brazil supposedly had a kid or two, and
she was
super hot, and he was chatting with her online, and they were doing sexting and what have you. Finally, at some point, she got him to send money for payments on her SUV and payments and other things, and he was sending money. And finally, and all the friends knew about it, he went out, and again, we're talking about a working guy with a middle-class salary, went out there and bought some huge rock and bought plane tickets to fly to Sao Paulo, Brazil, and told all his friends that this one was going to be the one, and he was bringing her back. He was going to propose to her in Brazil. He was going to bring her back to the United States. And, you know, this was, again, just a hard-working middle-class, lower-middle-class guy, manual labor type. So the friends all wished him luck, and he went off to the airport, and everybody was excited for him. And then nobody heard from him for weeks. And so what ended up happening with this guy was, when he arrived in Sao Paulo, Brazil, apparently the woman did meet him at the airport with her husband. And they shuffled him out of the airport and into a remote area. They tied him up with piano wire, and they set him on fire.
Oh, my God.
That's what they did. So
these guys are so horny, Tom, that they're not thinking clearly.
I know. I know.
You tell me. I mean, seriously, they can't find a woman somewhere without going through all this craziness. Give me a break.
I know.
But this New York guy, I mean, he's got to be some sick pedophile. And, I mean, you're asking me if I would defend him. I mean, that's a tough one, Tom. I believe that everyone deserves a defense. And his defense probably would be entrapment. But I would be very interested to read the transcripts of his communications and how much of this was pushed on him, which is the entrapment thing, and how much of it he came up with on his own. In other words, if the mother said, do you want to do oral sex with my girl? Do you want to do oral sex? Do you want to do oral sex? And he says yes. Or if he's the one who suggested it in the first place, it's a big difference, you know?
Right.
But the whole subject of it is twisted. And I'm really happy to say there is no six-year-old girl. So the whole thing was bullshit. It wasn't like a real child actually getting molested or whatever. Right. I know that does go on. But, I mean, in terms of the radio business, Jesus, Tom, you talk about how it's going down the tubes.
Right.
I mean, this is the swan song right here.
Well, this is one of many. Believe me, we've known a lot of tragic cases. And whether it's Rush Limbaugh getting a cigar box full of cash to the parking lot of Denny's so he can buy OxyContin.
well, that's drugs. That's another beauty. But you told me there was a woman. No, it was a guy. And he turned out to be gay, and he was murdered by some kid that he picked up?
George Weber. That's a true story. Dean, look up George Weber, WABC.
Done.
George Weber, who I knew.
I remember him. I mean, I don't know him like you, but I remember listening to him.
Gary, did George Weber work at 710 Talk?
710 Talk.
Radio, WABC.
No, he worked at
710 Talk.
He was there. And
when was that?
That would be in the mid-90s. 94, 95, 96, 97.
All right, yeah. Well, that's when I was there, so yeah.
Right? He was like...
You tell me he was murdered, right? He picked up a guy. He used to pick up young boys.
Well, we didn't know that when we knew him.
Wow. I thought he was a conservative.
It says he was a predator. He often looked for teen boys.
On Craigslist and places like that.
Yes.
Good old Craigslist.
He met his match.
He had worked at WABC, and they had just laid him off. So he had a lot of free time to scan through Craigslist.
Unbelievable.
And he found a 15-year-old to whom he gave cocaine and vodka.
And 60 bucks.
And pretty soon he found himself being stabbed like 100 times.
By a 15-year-old.
By a 15-year-old.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
So who's the predator, by the way? I'm a little confused.
Well, good question. But the point is that, here again was somebody that we knew, we worked around. And then later on, you see this happening. It's pretty outrageous.
Unbelievable. And Dino, did you see the Philadelphia connection to this guy today?
In the testimony, no.
I forget what the deal with Dave Herman was in Philly. I mean, there was
he did a show there called the Marconi Radio Experience.
That was him?
Yes.
Tom, I'm telling you, it was WMMR. God.
Yeah, well, that was the sister station to NEW was MMR. Yeah. So it's
no, but I don't think it was MMR. I think it was that college station, WXPN.
Holy shit.
I think so.
I'm telling you, Tom, it's MMR, but I'm not going to argue with you. You know,
Dean, look that up.
The Marconi experiment was on WMMR.
Oh, it was on WMMR.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
That's all right.
One for the hammer.
Because he also did work
at
that college station in Philly.
That would be embarrassing.
And then he transferred to New York to WNEW. Yeah.
How about that that Bernie Ward in San Francisco? What did he
do? There's another one.
What did he do again?
It's on Smoking Gun if you want to look that one up.
That was chock full of fucking crazy stuff.
Bernie Ward was a talk show host at KGO in San Francisco who had previously, before he was in the radio business, he had been a seminary student.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And so later, he quit the priesthood or his path to the priesthood.
Tom Cruise was a seminary student.
I didn't know about that. do the Scientologists have a seminary?
It was when he was in his 20s, I think.
Oh, interesting.
He was going to be a priest before he became an actor.
Yeah. Well, long story short, you can see the whole thing, the whole gruesome thing, because all the instant messages are all stored there. Bernie Ward, who was a very popular radio personality in San Francisco, turned out would go home at night, sitting there in his jockey shorts, and would be sexting it up with the strangers online.
His screen name was Sex Fairy 2005.
There you go.
Now, do you know that Tom, that I actually contacted him after he was arrested?
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
and we asked him, and he said nice things about Tom Legacy, but he said he couldn't, because of the trial and everything, he wasn't allowed to.
He had straight up child porn, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, he had more than that, though. He was telling this complete stranger, who was telling everything to the San Jose Police Department.
Oh.
He was telling this complete stranger that his son was 13 and that he could see that he was growing up and he was studying his crotch. And I mean, really, it's all in there in the smoking gun. Every word.
Do we have nudes of Dr. Laura?
Yay.
Oh, yeah. Those are all
the nasty ones.
Those are all over the internet.
Those are the scariest pictures you'll ever see.
That's a Halloween costume you'll never forget.
That's before chicks took a weed whacker to that thing.
No, but that's with the hairy crotch and the clit shot.
Yes. Exactly.
Her roast beef is
kind of
bad.
View.
Bad roast
that's
beef.
Right.
Bad roast beef.
Oh, my.
That's the radio business.
It all looks like nothing, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the way, there's one I can't name because he's still alive. And he'll probably sue me. So I'm not going to say who he is. By the way, Dean, he also worked in Philly for a period of time, and I'll tell you off the air who he is.
Okay.
But this was a conservative radio talk show host who was a known pedophile in the radio business, a known pedophile. So he would be on the air talking about Ronald Reagan, conservative values, and off the air he was stooping little girls, and everybody knew it. He introduced somebody as his girlfriend once. Holy crap. She was a girl, for sure. And this was a conservative. So this is why I don't take any of these conservative radio shows seriously. Because I've known some of these people, and I'm telling you, they say one thing on the show and another thing off the air. There was one conservative who you know, Dean, and who I know, who worked at one of the local stations, who was a gay conservative, who we later found out was actually not conservative at all. And he's actually now that he's not on the air in L.A. anymore, he is posting on his Facebook page about his support for Obama. But all the listeners all believed he was a conservative.
That was just his shtick? He was pretending?
He needed a job back in the late 90s, and he went on as a gay conservative.
Did you tip me off to Ed Mascari, Tom, one time? Didn't he?
Well, you have to have lived in Phoenix to know about Ed or Orlando. Those are the two cities you'd have to live in. Ed Mascari was the. You know, remember Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
Yay.
Elvira.
Nice knockers.
Yes.
She becomes very popular this time of year. Actually, you'll see her introducing countdowns of shows.
Yeah, Coors Light commercials or whatever. But there was a male. I'm not going to say equivalent. He didn't have that kind of cleavage or anything. But he was. What he did was he did these kind of snarky intros to B and C level horror films on a TV station in Phoenix, Channel 15. And here he was, and as some of the humor was just outrageous. He would say the most outrageous sexually oriented stuff during these films. And his name was Edmus, E-D-M-U-S, Scary, S-C-A-R-E-Y, as in, oh, it's a scary movie. Well, guess what? It turned out, long story short, that Edmus Scary was another way of spelling the guy's real name, which was Ed Mascari, M-U-S-C-A-R-E, and he was on the loose. He had apparently molested a child in Orlando, Florida, then skipped town and ended up in Phoenix on television as this Ed Mascari character who was introducing horror movies.
Yep. Uncle Ed.
To the children.
Well, and by the way, he was completely under the radar until one day the New Times, the alternative paper in Phoenix, did like a front cover story about him, and he was starting to become well-known outside of Phoenix. And this teenager in Orlando somehow heard about it and said, that's the guy who molested me.
Oh, my God.
So Edmus, yeah, he went to prison, too.
So you want to hear the last word here?
Is
it Herman bought a car seat for the girl.
Well, that was interesting because he talked about how he was going to have to give her alcohol to loosen her up and then might have to get a little rough with her. But then he asked
She's not an infant. She's 7 years old.
Then he asked the mother if the girl needed a baby seat, a child care seat.
Oh, my God.
Because going to be picking him up at the airport.
That is so sick.
Yeah. I'm going to get her a car seat before I rape her.
Oh, Tom, I don't think I could take this one. This is too much.
I know. You grew up listening to Dave Herman, didn't you?
I'm hearing from everybody back east today. I mean, I woke up this morning. It was just flooded with emails. Did you see this? Holy shit,
Gary,
Dave Herman.
You knew this guy? You worked with this guy?
Well, I worked with him, yeah. I mean, I worked at NEWAM, and they were both owned by the same company in the same building. And I actually would do broadcast support for live events and live broadcasts. So a lot of them took place with the Dave Herman Morning Show, and they go out like regularly, like at least once a month. And so, yeah, I mean, I didn't know him really well, but for years I would see him at least, you know, 6, 7, 8 times a year. And plus I see him in the building all the time. So, yeah. He was a legend.
Down,
he was a legend. I grew up with that shit.
He's going to be a legend in jail, let me tell you.
Right.
And mention this, Tom, but when you're a child molester and you go to jail, you have a particularly bad experience.
Well, that's what I've heard. That's not very popular
among
inmates.
The inmates don't really like it, yeah. Because
and you're 77 years old, so you're kind of defenseless in there.
No joke. I mean, you know, a lot of the other inmates were molested as kids and had all kinds of crazy shit happen to them, so they're going to take it out on you, you know?
Oh, my. He thought getting laid off from the radio station was bad.
Oh, usually someone who's older like that, you know, it's a whole different kind of prosecution, and they give them mercy because they're old and all this. So I don't know if any of that's going to happen for him. But it's federal, you know. I just read the thing again. It's a New Jersey federal indictment.
Yep.
So it's going to be a pretty bizarre experience. That's all I can say.
I know. All right, but you would consider taking the case, but you would do it with trepidation.
I would really want to see. I want to see that he was set up.
Let me ask you one more question before you go.
An overzealous prosecutor who set him up. Okay.
Mm. By the way, I know Adam said this that he thinks this might be a rarity, but Dino and I report on these things all the time. There are tons and tons of these cases. There are guys doing this every day, and there are parents who sell their kids for sex.
Yep,
it happens.
Profitable business, but you get busted, it's over.
Yeah, and they're usually doing it for drugs or something. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I heard that some crazy shit supposedly in some of the really poor countries that, like, you know, I don't know if you know, in an Islamic country you can get married and then very easily get divorced or whatever, and they, like, buy the kids for, like, a couple of weeks and then just, like, say they're divorced or whatever, supposedly because they're so poor. But you really like to not think that this sort of thing happens in the United States, you know?
Well, it does.
Of course it does. Now, Adam, one last question before I let you go, and that is this. I'm not clear on this because I'm not an attorney. I just interview one on my show. So here is my question. If you know someone's guilty, can you represent them? Because I've heard different things, and I'm just wondering how you thread that needle.
I think that Donnie Cochran really crossed that line. We can talk about him now, Tom, because he's quite dead. But
yes.
You can't libel the dead. What you're supposed to do is you absolutely can represent them, but you're not supposed to scream about their innocence because you know that they're not. If you know the person's guilty, you can't be harping on and on the way Cochran did, and I think even wrote a book, insisting that his guy was innocent. Not if you know that that's not true. The problem is how can you say whether you really know that it's not true or not? Generally, I've had clients that want to confess to me, and I tell them not to. I say, I don't want to hear it. Don't tell me. If you're guilty, please don't tell me. It makes it too difficult to take care of the case.
Right.
So broadly speaking, you try to avoid that conversation. I think Cochran knew that O.J. was guilty, and by repeatedly saying on all the TV shows 100 times that he's innocent and that he was innocent, he did cross a real ethical boundary.
You know, WNEW had very low ratings when Dave Herman went off. Can you imagine the ratings if we could get a recording of Dave Herman meeting with his attorney? Play that on the radio.
There's got to be somebody out there who's got some of the old Dave Herman tapes anyway.
That would get a lot bigger ratings than WNEW itself.
All right, so we got to do a remote thing now, Tom. Me and Gary will go to New Jersey, and I'll go see him in jail. And,
nice.
My services.
You should do that.
Road tripping with the hammer, man.
There we go.
Are you game, Gary? Let's do it. I feel really bad for the guy.
You and me and some fucking Springsteen tapes.
Hammer time.
He's been all taken advantage of by the government, and I'm sure he would cry a whole story about how it was a setup and it didn't really happen that way and all that other shit. Come on.
11 months, though. This was in the making. 11 months.
Did you see that stuff?
By the way, that doesn't make sense.
Adam, did you see the stuff that, what's-his-face from The Who came up with as an excuse for why he got stuck with
Trump?
Wasn't
he researching a book?
Yeah, Pete Townsend said he was researching a book.
Okay, get this. Yeah, I heard this before.
And by the way, it got him off. In more ways than
exactly.
One.
Not like it would have gotten him off had he succeeded at what he was trying to do.
Well, there are guys that go to, like, the drug den and buy drugs to prove that there were drugs there or something like that. That's probably best left to the police, okay? So if you're going to individually, as a vigilante like Pete Townsend, collect child porn so that you can show it to Scotland Yard or something like that, that's probably not going to be a very good idea.
Yeah, I don't recommend that. And by the way, he did put out a paper of the discoveries that he made afterwards. He said he had some friend, a female friend, that was diddled as a child, and that he was so moved by her story that he took it upon himself to research what makes people do this. So he joined child porn websites. He actually paid
$7.
He used his fucking credit card.
Yep.
And he joined fucking, and then all of a sudden he comes up with this story once he gets busted.
I remember reading that he said that in his heart he's a woman, so I think he was talking about himself, actually.
Right.
But one never knows.
Holy
but if you're ready to do that big trip there, Gary, right. Let me know, okay?
Done.
Sounds good to me.
Hammer time.
All right.
I'm licensed in the U.S. Supreme Court, by the way. So I can
nice.
The system.
Let's take Dave Herman all the way to the Supreme Court.
Can you get me a robe? I would like a robe.
I swear to God, I do temporary judging. I volunteer as a judge once a month. What? And I put on the robe.
Who needs the People's Court if you can get Adam Sachs?
Hammer time.
As you judge.
I'm telling you, I actually do the judge thing, but it's small claims court. You know, I don't get too excited.
That's awesome.
All right, Adam, thank you so much.
Can we take the brick to New Jersey, Tom? Would that work?
We're going to make sure we can take it to New Jersey, yes.
All right, so Gary and I will work on that.
All right, very good.
Hammer time.
All right, thanks, everybody.
There goes Adam Sachs. We'll see him again on Tuesday.
Hammer time.
6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. All right, it's WAP, Wide Open Phones on the Tom Likas Show. Anything goes here, anything at all. It could be any of these things we've been talking about. It could be anything we did not get to this week you think we should have. You can call up, yell, scream, complain, jump up and down. It's all fair game as long as you are absolutely fascinating. If you're not, you kick your ass the hell off the telephone. Just call this number right now, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866.
Kicking Earth's ass on TuneIn, iTunes, and at blowmeuptom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Devin Bronson has dropped in here to the studio. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been on the road. Tell us about some of the acts you work with.
Well, I've been touring extensively for the last 10 years. I just got back from a tour with Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. I've worked with Avril Lavigne, pretty much anybody in the pop music business, so it's been a blast.
Now, people have seen your name on our Twitter feed, and they've seen you around. You are the man behind the Black Box. What is the Black Box?
The Black Box was an idea I had. I remember being on tour with David Cook from American Idol, and I was looking for something to listen to music backstage at a show that kicked butt, that was loud, and I couldn't find it. So a mutual friend who's in the audio industry, we started talking about it, and this did not exist. A rock and roll kind of themed audio brand that was loud, kicked your ass, sounded great, played music the way you wanted it to sound.
It's got this great bass quality to it. It sounds like speakers in a concert.
That was our goal, and we offer 12-volt as well with it, so you can plug it into your car, take it to the beach, anything you want to do with it. But the goal was not to sacrifice any volume, any sound, any quality, and make something that just kicked ass.
It's the Black Box. You go to bnaudio.com, put in the promo code Tom. You're going to love the Black Box.
On this episode of Swamp Stupid, Dino loses a precious limb after zipping his cock up in his overalls. Retard attempts to remove it with a hunting knife, and shit gets crazy. They ain't just stupid, they're Swamp Stupid. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Let's talk about DraftKings. You know, I'm hearing that Tom Likas listeners won serious money this past weekend at DraftKings.com. Gotta love that. DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football league. You know, you need to check them out right now, because DraftKings takes watching football to a whole new level. Now you can win instant cash every week, every game. The difference is DraftKings is one-week fantasy football, so no season-long commitments, no being stuck with the same players, just instant cash and instant gratification. We love instant gratification, don't we, boys? You know we do. Now, they tell me one guy won $100,000 his very first time. $100,000 on day one. Right now, Tom Likas listeners get up to $600 free. Use promo code TOM101. And for every dollar you deposit, DraftKings will match it up to $600. That's $600 totally free. Now, hurry. This is an amazing limited time offer. Did you hear what I said? Every dollar you deposit, DraftKings will match it up to $600. Enter Tom101 today at DraftKings.com. Got that? DraftKings.com. It's the Tom Likas Show. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. How many of you guys signed up with that DraftKings.com yet, huh? When you enjoy the football weekend so much more when there's some fantasy football in there, how about you win $1 million? It could happen. DraftKings.com. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. David in Redlands, California. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom. First, I want to get some positiveness going on. Listening to a child molester or alleged child molester is something I want to start my Friday off with.
All right. What do you have in mind?
Well, I got some good things in mind. I'm just relaying and following up on my son's phone call. My son called you 2 weeks ago, and now I feel obligated that I have to call you.
Okay.
He was the caller that called, and he said that my dad turned him on when he was 11 years old, and how he wanted to thank you and how awesome you were. He also asked you to do one thing, and that was get an e-book, and he wanted to pass it out like the Bible, and you said you're working on that.
I am working on that.
So what I want to tell you is I want to follow up some of the things that you helped me raise my kid. I'm your age. I've been married 3 times. I didn't fuck up as many times as you did, but I still did. And the whole idea is to teach your kids all the things that you screwed up on, and you want to teach them better. Well, I found you when they were 11. My second one was 9, and my third child was 11, 9, and 7. And I turned them on to your show, and because of your help, you have raised my kids and helped raise my kids. To 2 of them are in college. One wants to follow Adam Sachs, being a lawyer and protect man. Another one's an accountant, and the other one wants to be a nurse. But what I want to tell you is the tenants, yes, absolutely. And what I want to say is you get phone calls from all these dumb fuck dudes, 18 to 25, that have no idea what's going on in their life and no idea what's happening. But what you have done is you reinforced the tenets that I had. And let me go over just a couple that is crucial for young guys to be successful. And I think the first one, and you hit it, but you don't hit it enough when you came back to the internet, was do not get a girlfriend until you're fucking 25 years old. Period.
Yeah.
And that is crucial. Number 2, all women, whether any spouse, They are dream killers. They will screw up your life. And at 18 to 25, you got to be in college, and that's the third tenet that we live by, is get your ass in college. And I pay for all my kids' college education, so my kids are coming out with no debt. So that is the three tenets that I think are most important, and you cannot miss the fourth one, which always wear a condom.
Right.
Okay?
100% of the time, that's what we say.
Absolutely. And because of that, I have three kids that are ready to go to college or in college, doing fantastic, no girlfriends, caring about themselves, getting themselves money first, and then dealing with the bitches or the dude. That's what it is. And I've raised, whether it's a girl or a boy, it's the same philosophy. You have to, A, get your ass in college. You have to be able to have birth control. And you make sure that you don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, because they will screw you up. And because of you, to reinforce those tenets, I have been successful in raising kids. And Tom, I respect you. I thank you. And I want to start Friday off with a fuck you right on, Tom, buddy.
Love
that. I owe you one.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I just love your call. Thank you so much, David. I really appreciate it.
You know what you want. This is the show that tells you how to get it.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
You know, I've been preaching Likas 101 for years now. But some of you have fallen off the wagon or thought you knew more than the professor. And now you're facing off against a cold-hearted bitch who wants to take you for everything you've got. And on top of that, screw up your relationship with your kids. You know you need a lawyer. Don't be a fool. Call Adam Sachs now. 800-340-7320. Stand up for yourself. Don't be a pussy and let her walk away with the whole store. Fight back and use an experienced attorney that you can trust and has long supported our show and its teachings. As an attorney in court nearly every day, Adam knows that people like you are struggling with this tough economy. Even if you're dealing with financial issues, he'll take your case, and he promises to work out an affordable monthly payment plan. No matter what your financial circumstances are, you can afford Adam Sachs as your lawyer. 800-340-7320. In his 20 years of standing up for guys in the hostile area of family law, he's gotten countless men full custody of their children, protected men from outrageous and unfair child support and vagina money payments. And best of all, he never gives up, never runs from a fight. He'll even give you his cell phone number so he can always be reached. Call this number, 800-340-7320. Adam Sachs, it's time to man up. 800-340-7320.
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24-7. Listen now or we'll pee on your rug. They pee on your fucking rug. Pee on my fucking rug. Find us at NewNormalRock.com and apps like TuneIn. They peed on your fucking rug. No ballots, no bras, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug.
New Normal Rock.
Let's talk about El Pollo Inca. El Pollo Inca restaurant in Gardena is owned by our P1 lister Antonio Atoche and his brothers, and they serve the best Peruvian food you'll find anywhere, including their famous pollo a la brasa, which is delicious rotisserie chicken. And that's just a start. They've got tons of amazing beef, chicken, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, and a friendly staff. Get their special chicken soup complimentary with every meal, and man, is it good. Plus, get this, the soup is all you can eat when you're dining in. El Pollo Inca on West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, right on the 91 and where the 110, 405, and 91 meet. Check out their full bar offering specialty drinks like their killer Pisco Sour, a signature Peruvian cocktail. And don't miss their hard-to-find Peruvian beers. They've got karaoke on Thursday nights, salsa dancing Friday through Sunday nights, even salsa classes if you want to learn. Get info at this number, 310-516-7378, or visit ElPolloInca.com. www.elpolloinca.com. El Pollo Inca, 1425 West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, close to the 710 and minutes from the 605. Easy to get to, lots of free parking, no excuses. Get your ass out to El Pollo Inca in Gardena. Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. WAP, wide open phones, all for this Friday program. We will be talking with the band The Slants. They're having a hard time registering their name as a trademark. We'll tell you why coming up. In the meantime, it's you and me at 901-3000-866. This is Suleiman on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
What's going on, Tom?
Not much.
Hey, Tom, I need to talk to you about a few things. So, Halloween is coming up next week and stuff. There's a bar in my area that throws a Halloween party and stuff. I was wondering if I go as in a costume and stuff, and that's the night the whores get dressed and stuff, do you think I could get laid at a bar? Or
you could. Oh, yeah, sure you could. You have to dress up as something sexy, though. You can't go as a computer repairman or Steve Jobs. That's not going to do it. You have to go as something that women consider to be sexy.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No wicked clown or anything? Killer clown?
No, it's got to be something women would consider sexy.
Go as a pro wrestler, dude. Wear some tights.
Zabrinsky, no. It's not like I can go like you and Tom, he just goes in on Halloween with his $100 jacket, and you get to go as yourself.
Oh, wear some tights and shit, man.
Yeah, and a mask.
And a mask.
Do one of the Spanish wrestlers, the Mexican one.
Hey, Tom, I mentioned this to you. Do you want to hear Sully talking wrestling with Timpson on the Gary and Dino show?
I heard a rumor about this.
This is good. You got to check this out.
Really?
Good.
Do we have a piece of this?
What do you think about the WWE storyline, man? Come on, this shit's getting trashy. Thank God someone watches WWE and the fucking Tom Likas show. And
which storyline are you tired of? The Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan?
The Shield is getting stupid. Triple H is played out and stuff. They should bring back Shane McMahon. They should bring back Stone Cold, Brock Lesnar, and all these dudes. All these dudes are trash.
Are you going to watch the Hell in a Cell Sunday?
Dude, I am going to watch it, but I think HBK is going to fuck Daniel Bryan, man. And Randy Orton is a piece of shit.
I agree.
That dude has done all kinds of shit, and they're going to make him the champ. They should just give Daniel Bryan the freaking thing. And to be honest, the best time I ever seen Daniel Bryan when him and Kane were the tag team champions, and they would always argue that shit.
What about John Cena's returning? You care about that at all?
Fuck Cena, man. He's a fucking piece of shit. He told me.
So there you have it. I told these guys I want I've offered my services to produce a wrestling show for them. Like on a Saturday night.
Right.
Wouldn't that be fucking fantastic?
It would be great.
Sully just saying everybody's a fucking piece of shit.
Yes.
I know, but no, Tom, really. If I go into a wicked Halloween killer clown outfit and stuff, I will not get any, you're saying?
He's going as the insane clown posse.
He's stuck on the killer clown.
How about Lucha Libre?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to show my body. I mean, that's the one thing I hate about the wrestling.
Put the mask on and everything. A lot of women might think that's mysterious.
Hey, let me ask you something, Professor. Do you go out on Halloween? Have you decorated your house?
No. No, but you know why? Because I live in a neighborhood where the street is on like a 60-degree angle. So kids don't ever, in all the years I've owned my house, 16, 17 years, there has never been a kid come to my front door for candy. And not even an adult. Never. Never. There are no kids. I'm in a neighborhood. It's just not a great place for kids. What a surprise, right? Not a great place for kids because houses like mine, I have four stories with no elevator. It's all stairs. And so people are afraid their kid's going to fall down the stairs. And then you got your Kanye's and you got your... I have some people who like Kent McCord from Adam 12 lives in my neighborhood, and you know his kids are grown. So you know the thing is, you just don't have any kids around. There's no kids.
Hey, Zabransky, I'm just wondering, any kids knock on your door seriously?
No, I live in sort of the same kind of neighborhood. It's mostly young people, and they don't have kids. It's just not really a kid-friendly environment, because got creeps like me around and shit.
Better believe it.
Young people have kids. They live in places like Hemet. They don't live in Hollywood. They just don't.
Wait, Tom, how do you know if you could get the one on Halloween night, and which one is fucking with you? Because I'm going
There's
to
that fire alarm.
And I want
the smoke
them,
alarm.
Damn it.
The what now?
I'm going to a bar. How do I know if the one's fucking with me or not?
How do you know women are fucking with you?
Yeah. It's Halloween night.
You never know. I mean, look, going after chicks is like selling encyclopedias door to door for people who used to do that 100 years ago. 99% of what you get is rejection. And you have to be prepared to be rejected over and over and over. But you just have to keep throwing game until somebody bites.
Are any of you guys going out for Halloween? Like, you and Zabransky going to any bar wearing your $100 jacket?
We actually just discussed this today. We are doing a Halloween special for the Gary and Dino Show, 8 p.m. on Halloween night, 8 Pacific.
Oh, nice. Yes. Hey, have you guys thought of finding three nice-looking broads in an outfit out, and you guys view them first? They got to send you a real picture and stuff. Have Dino verify their information and let them come out in their outfit, and you get a cool
credit touch. This is how his head works, man. He's dead serious.
I just don't know. I'm really pissed, because the real fucked up thing is, I thought 2004 on May 5th, the Cinco de Mayo listener party, and Tracy Dolly was there, and Gary's lucky. He kind of grabbed the goods.
Dude, I was all over her. Every single time out, I was all over her. I love that Tracy Dolly. And Tara Patrick, by the way, too. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, but you should have married her. That way you could get your brothers jealous that you have a trophy wife. And like the comment,
not worth it.
Tara Patrick, I bet you his family would be pissed and your family would be pissed because you have a trophy wife.
I've got a porn star.
I think
for
one more thing, dude, Tom, you need to do a Christmas party somewhere like in L.A., have whores dress and their
there
little
you go.
Outfit lingerie. And good looking.
I want to have a big fucking manger with some whores in it and some frankincense and myrrh. Yes.
Yeah, no, you really need to do that. Do a Christmas like listener party or something.
A Tom Likas Christmas.
I'm not lying. Have
I'm imagining it with you, for God's sake. Yes.
You guys are going to feel the goods. Two prides for each.
There we go.
Then you go back to your house and show them a good time.
That's right.
Them over the cliff.
I want to wear a sweater like Andy Williams, though, so we just everybody keeps it straight that it's a Christmas special.
I want to go as a crazy clown.
He's determined. Go as a clown.
Yeah, you kind of touch Tracy Downey, man. That's okay.
You can smell my finger, man, next time you're here.
No, that's not fair, Gary. How you got that, man, that's crazy. Now, be honest. Did you get it?
No, I did not. I wish I did. I did.
Yeah. You should have instantly took you to a back room of the place and just blow you for being at least a
That worked in some places, but not with Tracy Dolly.
Oh, Sully, thank you so much.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino.
Better believe it.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, and get your Likas discount to a year subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. In celebrity news, John Cryer's ex-wife now asking for $88,000 a month.
She needs it. She deserves
their,
it.
Just for their son. Just for their son, because apparently he's being humiliated because he has to deal with very rich children's every day.
Right. Right now, she's been getting a measly $8,000 a month in child support since 2010, Basically, she's saying, listen, John Cryer's making a fortune on that 2.5 Men. She claims that she needs basically a lot more than that, $88,000.
Didn't he came in like second, I think, as far as actors paid in the last year or so, right?
For television, you
ton,
bet.
Ton of dough, dude. A ton. Yeah. Millions. But that doesn't mean that she gets the right to be sucking it out of his pocket.
Well, here's the thing. Sarah, the ex-wife, says that the son can't afford the ritzy summer camps that all of his friends attend. His friends go on exotic vacations in the summer, like Europe and Thailand. He can't go. And it gets worse because Charlie's friends over there at the Buckley School have huge birthday parties at expensive places like Sky High Sports. That's when they got to invite the entire grade. And worst of all, she says, are these bar mitzvahs. Last year, there were multiple bar mitzvahs. But bar mitzvahs have all kind of custom invitations, dress code, private receptions, all this other shit.
Take a kid out of that dumb school and let him go to some public school.
Yeah.
Teach him a fucking lesson.
Get out of that Buckley school. Take yourself to Fuckley school. Boom.
Listen to your Uncle Dino, children. Right. Please. That Orlando Bloom and Miranda Kerr done.
D-U-M this is a done. Great day. It is a national holiday. It is a time for celebration. Miranda Kerr is back on the market. It is official. Yeah. She's the greatest single mother on earth. Sign me up. Sign me up. She is retired.
Right.
Retired.
Floyd Mayweather now engaged again. Is that the deal?
Yeah. He basically, I don't know if this is the one that put him in jail. I can't quite figure that one out. They had that domestic dispute.
Yeah, right.
That's the one. At any rate, the Cash Money team is back because he done botched her 25-carat engagement ring.
Huge,
dwarfing your friend Kanye's 15 right. or 17, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Floyd will not be outdone in the ring and in person. And in this case, he dropped 25-carat ring on his girl, Ms. Jackson.
Right.
And to basically keep their engagement together after a brief hiatus. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
No kidding. And speaking of oh, boy, that Emily Ratajkowski or whatever the hell you pronounce her name like. Apparently,
yeah, I don't. That's a great. I don't know. I just call her
there's
the rat.
There's a J in there.
Right, but what?
Ratajkowski.
Right, but you know what? It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. She's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
And she has been named Esquire's Woman of the Year
in
2013.
Ratajkowski. I don't know. She's super duper hot.
Yep.
And she is Woman of the Year. And basically, it poses the question: who is the Woman of the Year for 2013? And I don't know. I'll tell you right now, Miranda Kerr is leading the way now that she's single. That way I see it. So, right. And Kate Upton's up there, too, in my opinion.
Love this story, because there's lots of reports that Kylie Jenner's out there pounding drinks and stuff, and she's, 17 still?
Yes, she's definitely under.
Oh, she's 16.
16. There's two of them. That's the real young one.
Right.
There's Kylie and Kendall. Kendall's the one that's just about to turn 18. We're at the 30-day mark, something like that.
Well, our little 16-year-old broad, apparently, according to sources, rolled up to a fancy Beverly Hills hotel yesterday and attempted to get alcohol.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
She was turned down.
Oh.
She did it. She did it. She said, don't you know
who
I
am? No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
Never.
She did.
What an idiot. Because this is, by the way, the dumbest move you can pull. Because if you don't know and you have to know, then you're foolish.
You don't know, now you know.
Now you know. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Kylie already believing. By the way, I feel bad for this girl because when you're, have a porn star sister who is making a fortune and is marrying Kanye West, and then your older sister is smoking hot. And even Chloe is in that mix here. You're like this thing trying
to drive
attention.
You to drink. Is that what you're saying?
Basically,
it'll drive you to drink
yes.
in a very expensive
and,
Beverly Hills hotel.
And she's with Jaden. Her boyfriend is that Smith, the Will Smith's
right.
kid, Jaden.
Yeah, that's great. A couple of pick alerts for you. If you really want to see what Madonna looked like in the nude in 1977,
this is a
there
warning.
Are pictures.
This is a warning.
There are pictures. I know that a bunch of these surfaced way back because apparently this is how she made a living. She would pose for artists and stuff.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Finally, you see terrible. the WAP we've all come to know and love. This is the one before she got the English accent. And
right.
went off and did her thing, but she's sporting a gigantic muff.
Yeah, and be checking out that Cheryl Cole, the singer. She got some stuff on her Instagram. Lady Cole is her handle.
Yeah.
She got a picture of her ass with a big-ass rose tattoo on it. Have you seen this?
Yes, and you know what?
It's
a nice ass.
I could get past it.
I could get past it myself. I mean, I understand exactly why. She knows where her bread is buttered and her ass is a tad. You're right. It's exceptionally over the top. Mm. And by the way, usually tat things to cover things up. She didn't have to. I don't know why she did.
Mm.
Cheryl Cole. I don't know what she does, but she's hot.
Plenty more at newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino. Check out our podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you go. Yeah. Brand new show every Friday. New one up there today featuring Sully and Timpson talking WWE. It's fascinating.
Extra long, too. GaryandDino.com
from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Hey, P1s. Our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the New Normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
This is the new normal.